Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When has the Texans even come close to sniffing, even with a
what is that? What has that got to do? What has that got to do with the discussion? 8 of 12 teams in the playoffs last year were different. Eight of twelve teams were different in the playoffs last year. It changes week to week. The Jets went to the AFC Championship 2 years in a row. I'm comparing Blake Bortles to Mark Sanchez.
Okay, but you also said you were comparing that you would much rather have the Texans than the Jaguars.
Their offense? I would rather have Deshaun Watson than Blake Bortles.
God.
You would rather have Blake Bortles than Deshaun Watson.
That's a drop.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You would rather have the Jaguars receivers than DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller.
Yes.
I should have followed up there and asked him to name a Jaguars receiver, because I can promise you that I don't think he could have. But what sparked that whole conversation was mine and Freddie D's disagreement in Blake Bortles. I do not believe in Blake Bortles. I don't think Blake Bortles is going to take that next step. I don't think the Jaguars are going to be as healthy as they were last year. And if you just look at how Blake Bortles played in the playoffs, he had the third worst completion percentage and the fourth worst QB rating. And me and Fred had a little bit of a back and forth on it. Fred's not saying that Blake Bortles is going to be a first-team All-Pro next year, but Fred just believes in Blake Bortles a little bit more than me. But just to make it clear, you do believe in the Texans. If I called Tom Coughlin right now, and I said, you can switch offenses with the Texans, I mean, he's not hesitating, and he's doing that, maybe, right?
I don't know. Switch offenses as in what? Just like the scheme or just the play? I mean,
the players. I mean, they have a better O-line. But, I mean, if you got Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, I would think that he would at least entertain.
No, he's gonna take that all day, every day.
Exactly.
Just because he's that kind of guy. So, yeah, no. I mean, it's – That's going to be one of the fascinating things to watch this 2018 season is, and that's why I think the AFC South is going to be so much better in 2018 and as good as it's ever been, because whether you like the Jaguars or not, whether you believe in the Jaguars or not, I think they're going to be formidable. I really do. You can't say enough about, and we're seeing it here. I think what we're downplaying, or maybe what we're not talking about enough, is the fact how similar the Jaguars and the Texans are, especially in the way. Now, owners, I'm going to leave that out of this discussion for right now. But once, you know, with Tom Coughlin, it wasn't a coincidence that as soon as he showed up, things changed in Jacksonville. It wasn't a coincidence that him and Doug Marrone, who were locked at the hip and set the tone as far as how things are going to be done. Because basically, you know, his title's what? Executive Vice President or of Football Operations, whatever the hell it is. But that dude's involved in the day-to-day. I mean, he's basically, you know, he's coaching the coaches, essentially, is what he's doing. He's the GM at large, essentially. So he's handling his business there with the Jaguars and is setting the tone there. Much in the same way that now that the Texans are again joined at the hip in Brian Gain and in Bill O'Brien, I don't think you can underestimate or overvalue that relationship enough and how it applies to the way your football team performs. And you saw it last year. You're going to see it again this year with the Texans, provided everybody stays healthy. And that's going to be a matchup and a rivalry that is suddenly, I mean, because they've always kind of been, you know, at each other's throats a little bit in just their own little weird way. But this year, there's actually going to be some ramifications for how these two games show out.
I think Jacksonville, and I'm not going to crown the Texans yet because they have to show it. Deshaun Watson has to stay healthy. I can make all the predictions I want, but I think Jacksonville, last year's Jaguars team, is similar to the Texans teams that won the division with Bill O'Brien. Those are the teams. I think those two teams are a lot closer than this notion that Jacksonville is all of a sudden going to take this next step. Because I understand that they're buying in, and I understand that Tom Coughlin brings a sense of credibility, but it's just the NFL is a year-to-year league. I said week-to-week in the call. He got me a little bit wound up, but it's a year-to-year league. Can't say it enough. 8 of 12 new teams in the playoffs last year. There's teams that fall off significantly. We saw the Jets go to back-to-back AFC championships with Mark Sanchez. Then all of a sudden, they just completely fell off a cliff. You don't know what's going to happen year to year in the NFL. A lot of it is because of injuries, which the Texans ended the season with 23 guys on IR. The Jacksonville Jaguars ended it with one. And a lot of it has to do with just the overall parity of the league and the fact that, you know, things change, coaches change, all that changes. If you just look, if you just take a step back, and there's a 99% chance, Fred, that when we start looking closer at this NFL season as it creeps on, there's going to be fraudulent teams. There's going to be teams we thought were going to be good that suck. And when I look back and I try to point out who the fraudulent teams are, the first team that sticks out to me is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But here's and my only thing with why you have this just reluctance to at least respect the Jaguars is that defense isn't falling off. Like, that defense is going to be legit. I mean, offenses can fall off a lot faster than defense. I mean, hell, defenses can continue to make you stay relevant. And there's nothing about this defense. Tell you what, their linebackers are probably a little bit better. We know their secondary right now, as it stands, is better just because
their secondary is the best in the league.
Their D-line's better. I mean, everything about the Jaguars' defense is already better than the Texans. So, and yet here we are, and we've all talked about how great we think they can be, but yet the Jacksonville Jaguars' defense already is better, and yet here we are selling them out, saying, well, I don't, talk about frauds.
Well, the Texans were
what's fraudulent about the Jacksonville defense?
This is the thing. There's nothing fraudulent about it. It's just they didn't have any adversity last year. Like, the Texans in 2016, despite the fact J.J. Watt wasn't there, they were the number one ranked defense. And the next year, they had a little bit of injuries. So I'm not sitting here and going to pretend that Jacksonville is going to have one guy on IR. If that happens again, then Jacksonville is going to have a great season. But also, as great as a defense is, I mean, they did face, I've said this many times as well, they did face four backup quarterbacks. They only beat backup quarterbacks in the division. They lost to Marcus Mariota two times. Mm-hmm. And they also, I think at the end of the day, the NFL is about the quarterback. That's why when the Texans were winning divisions and they were having 9-7 seasons and they won the fraudulent playoff game against the Raiders in which Derek Carr was out, I don't even really count that on Bill O'Brien's resume. To me, he's 0-2 in playoff games. I just wipe that out. But when they had Brian Hoyer and they had Brock Osweiler and they were winning divisions, people weren't as excited about the Texans because they didn't have a quarterback. But when you have what you hope is a quarterback in Deshaun Watson and the hopes are as high as they can be, that you just feel like the sky is a little bit higher than it is if you have a Blake Bortles. I'm giving them props for what they did last year. Jacksonville, they took advantage of every opportunity. At the end of the day, you can only beat who's in front of you, so on so forth. But the reason that they didn't get where they wanted to go, despite all their good luck and despite the way everything went their way, was because of the quarterback, and they're bringing that same quarterback back.
Why? Let me ask you this. If Bortles was with the Texans,
I would think he sucked, just like I did Brock Osweiler and just like I did Brian Hoyer.
Every interception really has a different story.
That's embarrassing.
They're very similar guys.
They're not even anywhere in the same ballpark.
I think
him
Hoyer.
Him and Brock Osweiler.
No. Brock's a loser, but I think Hoyer's a winner. I think Brian Hoyer, when he's playing well, dude, the guy had the Browns in first place.
No, I'm not saying that, but okay. So if he's Brian Hoyer.
I think he's in that mix of guys. I think he belongs in that company.
Okay, and what's Brian Hoyer's problem?
Brian Hoyer's problem is he's just okay. He's just a backup quarterback.
He can't stay healthy, right? Let me tell you something. If Brian Hoyer could stay healthy, he'd be a starting quarterback in the National Football League, right? And he's just not that big. Like, literally,
still be with the Browns.
Well, who knows?
Well, they kind of put him in the back burner because of Manziel, too.
I'll say this. Brian Hoyer can throw the football, all right? We know that much. But Brian Hoyer, physically, the fact that he's still collecting NFL paychecks is, I'll tell you what, my hat's off to him, all right? Because I've never been more, you know, we've been around enough training camps. You've been around enough professional athletes that usually you're pretty shocked when you see certain dudes. You're like, this dude's a freak of nature. I did a double take when I walked next to
Brian Hoyer. He's a little
dude. I was like, are you kidding me? But this dude's arms are smaller than mine.
But
like,
my point is that Blake Bortles is in that company of those quarterbacks where you didn't feel like you didn't feel like you had that high of a ceiling. Now, you and a lot of people that are high on Jacksonville are hoping that Blake Bortles takes that next step. I just haven't seen anything.
I think he will.
You think he will, and all the other optimists do, and that's fair. I mean, that's that. But we just haven't seen anything to believe that that's going to happen.
No, my biggest fear. He's shown moments where he's a good quarterback. If he'd never shown moments where he's a good quarterback, then yeah, I'd say you're crazy. Now, his mechanics are a little goofy. All right, I'll give you that, but. Again, we have shout out to our boy Cecil Shorts who tweeted at me and said you have to pay Clowney. We need to get Cecil on here. We need to dispel that notion right now. But he's talked about
Cecil
Blake
knows
Bortles.
The deal.
He does know the deal. I'm not saying you don't pay him, but I need to see a little more. I need to see a little more evidence before I do. But Blake Bortles has all the tools you want out of a quarterback, and he's shown flashes of
except
being
he can't
able
throw.
To do that.
That would be the one toll.
Throw. I'm not saying. Listen, no one's confusing this dude for being Tom Brady. All right, but the dude can throw a football.
He's facing 9-man fronts and he can't win games. He doesn't. I mean, they won games because of their defense and their run game last year.
How
Blake
many
Bortles,
AFC
they had a chance.
How many AFC championships? More AFC championships does he have than the Texans?
He has one less than Mark Sanchez.
I didn't ask that. I said, how many more does he have than the Houston Texans?
It's not about that. It's,
no, but it is.
It's
but
not
it is.
Really about that, but they
but
didn't get
the
there because of him.
He's the most accomplished quarterback in this division. Think about it that way.
Yeah, he is. Okay. I mean,
so
I don't know.
Said.
I don't
said.
Know.
That's
is
my
he?
Argument. Yeah, he is.
Is he?
He is. Which Mariota finally broke through.
I think Mariota's had a better season. But Mariota had a better season 2 years ago than Blake Bortles has ever had in his career.
AFC Championships again.
Let me put it this way. Deshaun Watson had a better 6 games than Blake Bortles ever had in his career. He's a game manager.
You know
I like
guy,
it.
But you know what? One thing you can say about Blake Bortles, he will be there.
But this is also the thing,
no
Fred.
No one's worried about him being showing up on Sunday. There's something
he
to be
can get
said
there.
For
that's
that.
Fine. I don't know. I don't want to give a perfect attendance award to somebody who can't win you games when you need them most. I think that if Jacksonville in the offseason, if Jacksonville had brought in a Case Keenum or they had brought in a Kirk Cousins, I'd be saying game over. I would be sitting here right now, and I would be saying, game over. That Jacksonville Jaguars, they ignored the result, and they didn't assume that the best was yet to come. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, game over. There is no chance that the Texans win this division. But as long as Blake Bortles is taking snaps under center, I feel just fine about the Texans battling the Jacksonville Jaguars for the AFC South.
We shall see.
I feel okay about it.
I'll tell you what, man. You better hope Blake Bortles doesn't play well this year. You better hope Blake Bortles doesn't play well this year is all I got to say. Cecil Shorts tweeting at us about Jadeveon Clowney. You got to pay him. Again, I'm not saying you don't. I would like to see a little bit more. Because again, as Cecil's saying, and listen, Cecil knows a lot more about this than I do, having played, 8 years in the National Football League. The best is yet to come from Jadeveon, and that seems to be a very popular sentiment. So if the best is yet to come from Jadeveon, why can't we say the best is yet to come from Blake Bortles?
Because Jadeveon Clowney has shown more signs of being elite when he's at his best than Blake Bortles. That would be a very easy answer for you.
Okay, and in what moments?
In moments when he was
when the team was losing?
Maybe when they were losing. The year before, he played pretty good. J.D. Clowney is a much more elite talent than Blake Bortles, which is why they put the contract the way they did, where there's an easy out for it. They gave him an extension, but basically they can get out of it whenever they were. The Jaguars will run with Blake Bortles this year. If he doesn't get there, they'll probably be looking for a new quarterback.
I thought they
were
going to
draft Lamar
that.
Jackson, honestly. That was another fear I had. I thought Jacksonville was going to be a team that was going to jump up and draft Lamar Jackson. That was one of the fears that I had heading into the draft.
Does Lamar play in 2018?
Yes.
I think so, too.
And they're also tricking him into not being a quarterback, which I think is pretty slick of Harbaugh and company because they're putting him and Flacco, quote, on the field at the same
time. Listen, his mom's not running the show anymore. I mean, here's the deal. It's very simple. We're paying you to be a professional football player. You're a freak of an athlete. You're going to be out on the field at times with the other quarterback and do things that only you can do. So, I don't know that they're tricking him into not being a quarterback. If his mom hadn't been so adamant about not playing him at other positions, he would have. And again, I understand where Bill Polian, with the 1970s outdated, archaic, color take. Hey, he's not big enough to be a quarterback. Okay, Bill, calm down. Put the microphone down. Here's your Centrum Silver, and call it a day.
Your what?
Your Centrum Silver. Lamar Jackson is just a freak of an athlete. And so, when you're paying a guy, what's he making this year? Bottom first round money. and you're in a position where you're John Harbaugh and you need to keep your job, yeah, you're going to find play. You're going to find ways to get Lamar Jackson on the field, which I'm totally okay with. Just don't get him killed. But at the same time, like I said, if you can do, you know, a little double reverse, whatever, hey, who cares? The guy, we know what this guy can do in space, and it's freakish at that. All right. Enough about all that. The Blake Bortles watch is on. The Blake Bortles watch. And I tell you what, look at Figgy. You can tell Figgy's a Blake Bortles fan because he's got that teal turquoise.
No, I'm not.
Blake Bortles type shirt going on there. Kind of like you got kind of like a Jaguar flare to your hair going on right now. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay? Don't worry about it. We can still be friends. Coming up next, it's the segment that has the internet going nuts. A little haiku hump day is as follows: Bregman versus Correa, car shopping, Kiki Kuti hype, John blowing his nose on his shirt, and writer's choice. And if you haven't figured out what my writer's choice is going to be, stick around because you might not be surprised. Lots to get to. Haiku hump day coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.